Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, we have some bad news for Pattaya that on Thursday night, the floating market in Ban Lamang actually caught fire. Now, I want to talk about the floating market. I want to talk about its history. Myung Kung, we went there years ago when we were courting, and it was a lovely place. So anyway, come on, let's do it. Last Thursday was very sad for the fire and losing a bit of heritage that is the floating market. There was about nearly 27 fire trucks that had come from the city and nearby sort of local administrations. And there's more than sort of like 150 to 200 firefighters, and they're dispatched to put the fire out. And it started, I think, around about sort of either 8, 9 o'clock, something like that. And, you know, if you actually, you know, the guys that have actually been there, it's 90% constructed of wood, isn't it? And some of these timbers do look very, very old. And, as I said, I'm going to talk about history as well. But it does look very, very old. And you've got to think about that when this fire started. You've got all the cookware, the gas bottles. I'm sure you've seen them. So you can imagine that the firefighters would have had that sort of hazard as well, with the gas canisters blowing up from the cooking, you know, from people that use gas canisters for cooking and everything else, you know. So the whole thing would have been a nightmare. I heard that some of the people that were there were diving into the water to get safe. Now, a few people have got hurt. As far as I know, there's no major loss of life. But you know, the cause of the fire anyway is under investigation. And you know, how very sad. You know, now what I want to do is I want to go into some of the history on a positive note, really. You know, the floating market, although it went up, I think it initially went up in 2008, but it got revamped in 2008. It's a shame. So I want to talk in a positive note about the floating market and be positive for all the people that love it. And I love it, miss it. I heard it on the news and I was quite shocked and upset. Probably more upset than Myung Kung, really. But I was upset because I'm a bit like that. I'm a sentimental kind of person. Well, I suppose you can say that the Pattaya floating market really got established in 2008. Yeah, that's where there's obviously remnants of it there, but you know, it really got sort of like turned into a tourist sort of hotspot, really. And it's quite a major attraction, displaying you know, you've got like food, well, like ancient Thai traditions and food and a whole manner of things that were there. I can remember when we went, you know, there was an awful lot of things there. You could get your herbs, your spices, from that to getting clothes and having the people on the boats come up and sell their wares. Now, I immediately started to think about the effects that the fire would actually have on the people, the shopholders and things like that, and the people that supply the shopholders. I'm led to believe that now I'm actually hearing that some of the floating market obviously will be opened and reopened, and obviously the others would be part of the sort of closed off pending sort of further investigation. But, you know, this is a really, really, really sad moment, I think. But, you know, the market itself, I'm going to go to a few of the, like, what the stallholders have and, you know, what they're selling. I mean, a bit more depth. But, you know, it really was a wonderful place when we went and saw it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we've reached that time in the show where I'd like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast, and thank you ever so much for listening and for following. And I would like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners. And the All About Thailand Special Edition podcast is going really, really well, and I'd like to thank you guys for subscribing. And I'll put a link in the bio as well, on the bio page, so that if any of the listeners here would like to subscribe and subscribe. So anyway, let's carry on talking about the Pattaya market. Yeah, I mean, you get quite a lot there. You get to shop, get souvenirs, a very large range of traditional stalls, and you know, and many snacks as well from all the eateries. We came across like wooden carvings and Thai apparel and little tiny clocks, and it was just such an atmosphere. And, you know, it's one of Thailand's little treasures, really. And the other thing as well, you get these boats with little stalls on them selling sort of colourful fruits and vegetables and handcrafted souvenirs and knickknacks. So it is really good. But also as well, you have these shows that you have, the traditional shows that you have in the market, which we really, really, really enjoyed. And, you know, our hearts go out to everybody that was involved in, say, the people that had their stalls and the suppliers. And let's hope that they can get everything back and they're all insured and everything can be back to a sense of normal. Even though there's sort of going to be sort of partially opened, let's just hope that everything turns out all right in the end. So anyway, we're nearing the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, very, very first went to Pattaya Floating Market way back, probably about nearly 10 years ago now, when we were actually courting, and Kung introduced me to a lot of things in Thailand. And the thing that got me the most is in my time that I was wearing shorts, and I don't advise you wearing shorts when you're going to anywhere where there's water. Especially, well, if you haven't had any repellent or anything else, because I had got absolutely bitten to shreds on my legs. The mosquitoes were having a field day with me. But we had a lovely time, a lovely look around the market. We were just so impressed, and we went and saw a show and a little bit of Muay Thai boxing as well they had on. And plus we were just eating and shopping. It was just a wonderful experience. So you know, we did have a very good time. Anyway, this is the end of the podcast now, and thank you ever so much for listening. And it leaves me to say, stay safe. love you all.